Forward to section 14. Whitman, writing about education, once commented that, quote, good brains, ancient and modern, agree that what is nearest and commonest is always last to be realized. Most of us spend our lives devoted to the distant and the abstract, only to recognize too late that the miracles all around us all the time are what we have deadened ourselves to. In this section, Whitman offers his most radical statement of democratic identity. What is commonest, cheapest, nearest, easiest is me. This is the poet's credo. He will discover himself not in the exotic, the faraway, the difficult, or the costly, but rather in the common people he encounters every day and the animals that inhabit and enliven his world. Continuing his observation of animals from the previous section, he has here a momentary conversation with a wild gander who speaks his yahonk to the poet, who listens close to it, and unlike the impudent or pert folks who have learned to arrogantly disregard the sounds of birds, he finds something deeply meaningful in it. The poet's encounter with the wild gander is itself a gander, in the figurative sense of that word. To gander is to take a long look, to crane our necks like a goose in order to see all around us. Whitman ganders at the gander and translates its nonverbal cry into letters. It's an example of Whitman's reverence for the natural world around him, a world of plants and animals that teaches us ways to see, and, as in the case of gander, ways to talk about how we see. If we are keenly observant, for example, we might be said to be eagle-eyed or hawk-eyed. Birds flock throughout Whitman's poem, which will end, as we'll see, with a visit from a spotted hawk. He is always on the alert for encounters with animals, plants, and the natural world, and he is one enamored of growing outdoors and of hanging around with those who work on farms, on the ocean, or in the woods. Whitman counsels a kind of profligacy here, a spending for vast returns, an endless bestowing of himself on the first that will take me, looking always to scatter himself freely forever. Whatever he has, he will give, taking the chance that by giving himself to everything around him, the surrounding world will shower him with vast and endlessly unexpected returns.